So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?
Singer-songwriter Carole King was born on this date in 1942. While the landmark album Tapestry earned her superstar status, King had already firmly established herself as one of pop music's most gifted and successful composers, with work recorded by everyone from the Beatles to Aretha Franklin. King began playing piano at the age of 4 and formed her first band while in high school. She became a fixture at influential DJ Alan Freed's local rock and roll shows. In the 1960s, she helped write more than 100 chart hits in a vast range of styles, including The Locomotion and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. King also continued her attempts to mount a solo career and scored one hit with 1962's It Might As Well Rain Until September. In 1971, she released Tapestry, which stayed on the charts for over 6 years and was the best-selling album of the era. A quiet, reflective work which proved seminal in the development of the singer-songwriter genre, Tapestry also scored a pair of hit singles with So Far Away and the chart-topping It's Too Late. King continued releasing albums through the 70s, and after 1980's Pearls, her last significant hit, King soon moved to a tiny mountain village in Idaho, where she became active in the environmental movement. After 1983's Speeding Time, she took a 6-year hiatus from recording before releasing City Streets. In 2001, she returned with Love Makes the World. 4 years passed before her next record, The Living Room Tour, a double disc set documenting her intimate 2004-2005 tour that found her revisiting songs from throughout her career with only her piano and acoustic guitars as accompaniment.
So many dreams I've yet to find, but you're so far away.
Clyde Ellis of Garfield, Arkansas, died on this date in 1980. He served in both houses of the state legislature and was the United States Representative for the 3rd District from 1939 to 1943. Ellis vigorously promoted the cause of rural electric co-ops and was the first general manager of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, a New Deal agency designed to bring electricity to rural America. He was widely seen as the greatest advocate of rural electrification in the United States. The U.S. Weather Bureau was created on this date in 1870. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.